Praise God for His salvation upon us.
我们为着神对我们的拯救，我们赞美他。
For that cleft in the rock that He gives us shelter in.
为着那磐石的穴中，他隐藏我们。
I'm sure many of us need that kind of rest and security this morning.
我想很多人都盼望着那样的安息和安全，这个在今天的早晨。
For we may not be surrounded by armies, but we are definitely surrounded by worries.
我们也许不会被敌军所围绕，但是我们常常被我们的担忧所围绕。
As Chinese, we especially go through great lengths in order to try to succeed.
作为华人，我们通常会不遗余力地去取得成功。
When we go to school, we study hard.
我们上学的时候，我们努力地学习。
We push our kids to study hard.
我们也督促我们的小孩努力学习。
We even send our children sometimes to prep school or other after school programs.
啊，我们有时候把他们送到预科学校或者课后班。
And after we graduate, we work hard.
啊，毕业以后我们也努力的工作。
Sometimes working overtimes or even multiple jobs.
有时候我们是加班工作，甚至是打好几份的工。
Some of us even have to work on the weekends as well.
啊，我们当中有些人甚至在周末工作。
And those of us who have families, we do a lot of work to provide for them.
啊，对于我们有家人的啊，我们都要尽我们一切的可能去抚养支持我们的家人。
To make sure that they have more growing up than we had growing up.
啊，我们就要确保他们。所有的长大以后比我们会更多。
To make sure that they are safe and secure.
为了保障他们的安全。
What a heavy burden over us.
这是我们所负担的何等的一个重担。
We are definitely in need of wisdom to help us to succeed.
我们确实需要有智慧来帮助我们成功。
And if we look to our culture to help us out, they can provide us with some nuggets of wisdom.
如果我们看我们的文化，想从中得到一些帮助的话，对我们成功有帮助的话，他们可以为我们提供一些智慧的结晶。
In English, we have several sayings like "work smarter, not harder."
在英语当中，我们有这样的谚语工作起来要更聪明，而不是更刻苦。
Or God helps those who help themselves.
神帮助那些自助的人。
Or no pain, no gain.
吃一堑，长一智。
The earthly wisdom just presses us to work harder and harder.
这些属世的智慧通常是敦促我们更勤奋的工作。
Increasing the amount of pressure that we feel on our shoulders.
但我们肩上所承担的压力就越来越大。
So this morning, of course, we want to turn to the Bible for its wisdom.
所以今天早上我们打开圣经来看一下圣经里面的智慧。
And when we look for wisdom, of course, the first person that comes to mind is King Solomon.
当我们讲到智慧的时候，我们第一个想到的人物也许是所罗门王。
Who is called the wisest man in history.
他被称作历史上最有智慧的人。
And not only was he wise, but he was also very successful by this world's standards.
他不仅仅有智慧从世人的眼光标准来看，他也是一个相当成功的人。
He was the king. He had the greatest position in the land.
他是一国之君他是在国土上有最高的地位。
He had the greatest riches his country or probably even the Middle East had ever seen.
他在他的国家或者是在中东地区，在那个时代，他可能是拥有最多的财富。
The Bible records that he had so much silver that in the nation of Israel, silver had no value.
圣经里面写到他有如此大量的银在他的储备里面、啊、在当时他的国家银根本、啊、算不得什么有价值的东西。
And he had a huge family.、
啊、他也是子孙满堂。
300 wives and 700 concubines.、
啊、300个妻 和 数百个妾。
And I can't even imagine the number of children he had.
啊，我甚至不能想象他有多少的子孙。
He had everything a man could ever ask for.
啊，他所有的啊，都是人所想企及的，他都能拥有。
So this morning we want to look at some of the wisdom from this very wise, very successful man.
所以我们今天可以从这个非常成功、非常有智慧的人，我们可以看一下，我们能够从中得到点什么。
But oddly enough, this wisdom is not going to come from the Proverbs.
啊，很稀奇的，我们所要看的智慧，并不是从箴言当中。
It's not even going to come from Ecclesiastes.
甚至也不是从传道书当中。
This morning's wisdom can be found in Psalms.
啊，我们今天要看的却是诗篇。
Psalms chapter 127.
诗篇第127篇。
A song of ascents of Solomon.
是所罗门的上行之诗。
Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from him.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are sons born of one's youth.
好，少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
箭态充满的人便为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候并不至于羞愧。
Let's pray and ask God's wisdom and understanding.
我们一起祷告，寻求神的让我们能够明白和他的智慧。
Heavenly Father, we ask Lord that you would speak through your holy word.
我们在天上的父，我们求你能够借着你的圣言向我们说话。
That your word would not just be ink on a page.
你的话语不仅仅是印在纸上的字。
But they would be the very words of God, which is what they are.
他们是神他自己的话语。
We know at creation your word went forth and it created everything.
我们知道在创世当中，你的话语一出口，世界就被创造。
So word come into our hearts.
所以你的话要进入我们的心中
，and do your work，
然后在我们当中做你的工作。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿门。
So Solomon summarizes all that we do in kind of three categories.
所以所罗门在这里把我们所做的一切工作都总结成三个方面。
All of our work, all of our labor.
我们所有的工作劳苦
He summarizes in making, protecting, and sacrificing.
他归结成建造、看守和奉献。
And he uses one word to describe all these things.
他用同一个字来描述所有这一切。
And that is vain.
那就是枉然。
Now this is not the same vein that we see in Ecclesiastes.
这个枉然这个字在并不是我们在传道书里面所看到的同样的一个字。
In Ecclesiastes, he uses the Hebrew word hebel.
在传道书里面，他所用的希伯来词是 hebel.
But here he uses the Hebrew word shav.
在这里他用的希伯来字是 shav.
This word is used to denote emptiness.
这个字所表代表的意思是虚空、空虚。
Or something that is useless or worthless.
或者是那一个没有用、没有价值的东西。
It comes from a root word that means desolate.
它的字根的意思就是、荒芜的意思。
Like a city that's ruined.
就像一个、一个已经变成废墟的城市。
People can't live there because the city is destroyed.
人不能在这个城里居住，因为已经是一片 荒芜的废墟。
And so Solomon says that all of our work, all of our strivings are vain.
所以所罗门在这里说，我们所有的工作、努力可能都是枉然。
All that we try to accomplish ends up to be nothing.
我们所有试图要成就的东西，最终可能都会化为乌有。
Our houses may fail and fall.
我们的房子可能会倒塌。
Now the word he uses here for house, could mean your physical residential house.
他这里所说的房屋在第一节里 可以指的是你所住的住宅。
Or it could also mean your family, your household.
也可以是指的是你的家庭家园。
Or it could also mean God's house, which, the temple.
也可以是指的是、神的居所，也就是圣殿。
All these things can end up to be worthless and empty.
所有这一切都可能变成虚空和没有价值。
One of the types of videos that I love watching is people that go exploring in abandoned places.
我很喜欢看某一类的那个视频，就是有人去、探索那些被人遗弃的地方。
Places at the height of their popularity are filled with people.
那些在那些曾经一度繁华的地方啊，人声喧闹，一度人声喧闹。
But now are completely abandoned.
现在完全的被人荒废遗弃。
All our houses, all our buildings, everything we labor for may end up in vain.
所以我们所努力建造的一切的东西最终都可能变成荒芜一片。
Not only is our making can be vain, but our protecting can also be in vain.
不但我们的建造会变得枉然，我们的保守看守也会变得枉然。
Our investments may fail.
我们的、投资可能会、亏损。
Those things that we put our energies into may disappear.
我们、用心努力所做成的事情可能会 展眼就消失。
And maybe even God forbid, someone might rob us or rob our house.
可能、还有人会到我们的、房屋里面来行窃，来盗窃。
And then our sacrifices may also be in vain.
我们的奉献也可能会变成枉然。
No matter how much overtime we work, how late we stay up, how early we get up, we're not guaranteed to succeed.
无论我们、多么的起早贪黑，我们加班加点的工作，我们所有的努力、都可能、变成没有意义，枉然。
All that unless one thing.
所有的那一切都会这样，除非有一件事。
Unless the Lord builds.
除非神在当中建造。
Unless the Lord is doing the work.
除非神在当中做他的工作。
This is a big theological mindset.
这是、神学上一个很重要的一个观点。
And this is what we mean by saying God is our sustainer.
这是我们所说的神是我们的维护者。
Everything you see today,
所以你今天看到的东西
is only there because God said so.
他们能之所以能在那里是因为神说他们要在那里。
In other words, saying that nothing will last, nothing is safe, and nothing is worth losing sleep over unless God causes it to be.
所以没有一样东西会持久到永远，没有一样东西是安全可靠的，没有一样东西 值得我们去彻夜难眠，除非神让他如此。
Now we affirm this in kind of a bigger picture theologically.
我们在这里可以看到了一个更大的一个神学上的图画。
Alright, we know that God's word says that God causes kings to come to power and then overthrows them.
我们也知道神这样说，他设立君王也废除他们。
He's the one that causes nations to be formed and nations to be destroyed.
他也是那个建立国家也推翻他们的那位神。
Or as Job says, God gives and he takes away.
也像约伯所说的，神赐予他也夺，他也取走。
What is true in the broad scheme of things is true for our own lives.
在世上，在宇宙中所有的这一切都是成立的，那在我们的生活当中它也是成立的。
Without God, everything we build, protect and sacrifice for is in vain.
如果没有神，我们所有建造，我们所有看守，我们所有愿意牺牲的东西都是枉然的。
So at the end of verse 2, Solomon gives us a little glimpse into whatLife looks like with God now in the picture working.
所以在第二节的结尾，所罗门让我们得以看到一点如果神是在我们的工作当中我们的光景会是怎么样。
Let's look at verse 2 again. It says, In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
他说：“你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。”
Why do we go to bed late and wake up early?
为什么我们睡得晚，起得早
？Is it not to get ahead?
这不是说我们要尽量的走在别人的前面，努力工作
，or to get Rest and relaxation?
还是说我们要好好的休息，要放松一下。
But he says all that is in vain, for he, God, grants sleep to those he loves.
他说这些本来都是枉然的，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
So in contrast with the tireless sacrifice,That we go to in order to succeed, God grants rest.
所以在这个强烈的对比之下我们为了成功这些孜孜不倦的奉献牺牲但是神却能赐给我们安息。
And this can be physical rest.
这样的安息可能是身体上的安息。
Ecclesiastes 2:25 says, For apart from God, who can eat and who can have enjoyment?
传道书二章二十五节说，论到吃用享福，谁能胜过我，也就是神呢？
Are you able to relax on the sofa and watch TV?
你能在沙发上放松一下，然后看着电视吗？
Guess what? That's God's blessing.
你想想看，这是神的祝福。
Are you able to have a good night's sleep?
你能够晚上睡得很好吗？
That's God's blessing.
那是神的祝福。
But it can also be a spiritual rest.
同时这也是可以是一个属灵上的安息。
Hebrews speaks of a greater rest.
希伯来书讲到了一个更大的安息。
That the people in the Old Testament were not able to enter into God's rest.
那些在旧约里的人并不能进入的一种安息。
So therefore there remains a rest for God's people.
所以神在那里为他的子民准备了另外一个安息。
And it's a rest that is obtained in Jesus Christ.
这种安息是在耶稣基督里面所得到的。
As we put down our strivings to be righteous ourselves.
当我们放弃了所有一切自以为义自义的这种努力以后。
And we rest in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
然后我们就安息在耶稣在十字架上的这个 牺牲。
We rest in what God has done for us.
我们在神为我们所做成的事上，我们得以安息。
And so God is the one alone who gives rest.
所以神唯有他能够赐下安息。
I've talked to many non-Christians who have this view of God. They say, we just want God far away from us.
我跟很多非基督徒谈论过这个关于上帝的问题。他们告诉我他们只要神远远地离开他们。
Just let me enjoy my life.
只要让我好好地享受生活就是了。
But what they don't understand is the ability itself to enjoy life is from God.
但是他们不明白的是他们之所以能够自己享受现有的生活，正是从神来的。
And this is part of the general blessing that he gives humanity. Anyone who is able to relax or enjoy life is blessed by God.
这是他给所有人类不仅仅是信他的一个祝福所有人能够享受休息娱乐的时间，这都是神给他们的祝福。
And no one can have spiritual rest aside from Jesus.
而在属灵上的安息只有在耶稣基督里面能够得到。
Because unless Jesus does the work for you, you're constantly striving to do it yourself.
如果不是耶稣为你们做的这个工作，你是无时无刻在自己的努力想去做成这件事。
And that is not a work that we have the ability to do.
而这个工作并不是我们有能力去完成的。
Because Romans says the only thing that can pay for the weight of our sins is our death.
因为罗马书上说，死就是我们罪的工价。
So God alone gives physical rest and spiritual rest.
所以唯有神能够给我们身体上的和属灵上的安息。
Now he continues, and the rest of the psalm seems kind of out of place.
所以这篇诗篇下面一半好像跟前面的一部分并不是有很好的衔接。
But Solomon is trying to illustrate a life where God is at work.
但是所罗门在这里所要表现的是一个神在我们生活当中工作的一个幅图画。
And to show the blessings of God at work, he puts it in the framework of a family.
所以他把神的带来的祝福通过一幅家庭的图景来表现出来。
Now there is a little wordplay going on in the Hebrew.
所以在希伯来原文里面这里有一点点的文字游戏。
Because in the first verse, that word for build sounds very similar to the word for sons in verse 3.
所以这第一节里希伯来语的这个建造听上去跟这个第三节里面的儿女发音是很像的。
And on top of that, the family would be the thing that people would be putting the most work into.Back in those days.
所以在那个时代家庭通常是人们把最大的精力放进去建造的一件事情。
So verse 3 says, sons are a heritage from the Lord, children are a reward from him.
所以这里讲到的就是儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So in contrast with building in vain, Solomon gives us a picture of God's blessing in building a family.
所以对比在枉然当中的建造，所罗门在这里给我们看到一个对比在神的祝福里面所参与的这个建造。
Now there's a wonderful example of this in Genesis chapter 11, and we don't have to turn there.
所以这里面一个很好的一个例子就是在创世纪的第十一章，我们用不着去翻回去。
Genesis 11 is the story of the Tower of Babel.
11章讲到了巴别塔的故事。
And the story goes that all of humanity gets together and they want to build a tower.
我们人类所有的人都聚集在一起，他们要造一座高塔。
In order to build a name for themselves.
是为了要传扬他们的名。
In order to be remembered,
为了要人们后人来纪念他们。
So that as people move away throughout the earth, they are not forgotten.
所以当所有的人类在地上分散开来的时候啊，他们就不会被忘记。
And in spite of their plans to build this tower up to heaven, God frustrates their plans.
当他们要一起聚集建造这一座通天的塔的时候，神让他们受到挫折。
In vain they built.
他们所建造的是枉然的。
There is nothing of that tower, actually it didn't even get built.
那个通天塔最终根本没有被建造。
Except for the biblical passage, we have no remembrance of who these people were.
除了在圣经的经文里面我们读到这些人以外，我们没有人会去知道这些人。
And yet, in contrast, if you continue reading on that verse, you come into some very interesting names.
而在你继续读下去的时候，你会读到一些很有趣的名字，人的名字。
After this big tower, we get introduced by a minor, insignificant person named Abram. Abram.
当我们读完了这个伟大的工程的之后我们最后读到了一个却是没有人知道的一个人的名字，叫亚伯兰。
And this nobody, God takes and gives him a name, gives him a family, gives him a nation.
所以这个不为人知的亚伯兰，神却要给他一个名字，一个民族。
And out of this person comes not only King David and King Solomon, but also the incarnation of Jesus Christ himself.
从这个人不但出来了大卫王、所罗门王，最后也是出了我们的主耶稣基督。
So of nothing he did, but God's work alone, is his name now preserved for generations to come.
所以他的名字，因为神是在当中的，所以他的名字会被被后代所有的人所纪念。
And indeed, he has a name that will never perish.
所以他的名字却永远不会消亡。
So we see the big contrast between our striving in vain without God and God working.
所以我们看到这样一个对比，人在枉然当中没有神的工作，而是神在当中参与的工作的对比。
God will build securely.
神会让我们在安全的当中建造。
And the last point of work that he summarizes is our security.
所以最后他讲到的是我们的安全是在哪里。
Right, so verse, if you look on the passage, verse 3 mirrors verse 1.
所以我们看到
verse 3,
第三节
mirrors the first half of verse 1.
我们把第三节跟第一节的前半段我们来对比一下。
Right, so unless unless the Lord builds a house, its builders build in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
But sons are heritage from the Lord, verse 3, children are reward from him.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Now, the second half of verse 1 reflects verses 4 and 5.
所以第一节的下半段所对照的是第四节和第五节。
So the second half of verse 1, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
In contrast with that verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are sons born in one's youth.
与之形成对比的是少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies at the gate.
箭弹充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
How does this speak to security?
这跟安全又有什么关系呢？
Well, back then and even not too long ago in our society, children were everything.
所以在古代的时候孩子对一个家庭来说可以说是意味着很多是一切。
In an agricultural society, they were your labor force.
在一个农业社会里孩子就是家庭里面的劳力。
They were your security force.
他也可以将来成为家庭的这个护卫队。
They were your retirement plan.
他们是你的退休计划。
And they were the security of your name.
他们也是保证你的宗室，你可以传宗接代的保证。
And so God's blessing is, blessed is the man, verse 5, whose quiver is full of them.
箭袋充满的人变为有福在第五节里面讲到。
Quiver is the holder for arrows for an archer.
箭袋就是装你要射的箭的这个工具。
And so if your quiver is full, you have plenty of arrows to shoot.
所以你的箭袋是充满的话，那你所能射的武，你所的所能用的武器就很充足。
So the quiver, full quiver represents abundance.
所以箭袋充满所代表的是丰富。
So our security is a blessing from the Lord.
所以我们的安全是从神而来的祝福。
And Solomon represents it with children.
所以所罗门这里用儿女来作为一个代表。
But of course, the whole of Psalm 127 reminds us that security is not about simply having children.
所以但是127篇所提醒我们的是我们所说的安全并不是能完全能用儿女来代表。
Just like our security is not all about having a good job or a good retirement plan.
就像我们所讲的安全并不是表示有一个好的工作或者有个很好的退休计划。
Security itself is a blessing from God.
安全它本身就是一个从神而来的一个祝福。
So how do we apply the wisdom of this psalm?
所以我们怎样来应用这个诗篇里面的智慧?
The first is that we co-labor with God.
第一就是我们是与神同工的。
Psalm is not calling us not to work.
诗篇并不是叫我们不要去工作。
He's not saying, don't work and God will do all the work for you.
他并不是跟我们说你不要去工作然后神就会为你做所有的工作。
But that we work alongside of God.
而是我们与神一起工作。
And it's also a great, comfort.
这也是极大的一个安慰。
Because we know that even though we work, the whole pressure of providing for our family, providing for your future is not on our shoulders.
所以当我们知道这样的时候，当我们工作的时候，这个所有的为抚养家庭，为着我们家庭的未来而产生的这样的重担并不是完全在我们的肩上。
That's on God's shoulders.
这是在神的肩上。
Because unless we build with God, we labor in vain.
除非我们和神一起建造，我们所做的工作都是枉然。
So the most important factor is not how hard we work, but how hard God works.
所以这个最重要的一点并不是我们如何勤奋的工作，而是神是如何努力的工作。
So as we labor, as we go to school, as we go to work, we can work with confidence because we know that God is going to be the one who is going to give us success.
所以当我们学习工作的时候，我们在工作学习的时候就有这样一种信心。是神在我们当中的工作是 成为 我们成功的一个要素。
God is going to build, God is going to give security, God is going to give rest.
神他会建造他神会给我们看守神会给我们安息。
The second point of application is that we need to abide in Christ.
第二点我们可以应用到的是我们要住在基督里。
Solomon's life gives the warning about this passage.
所罗门的一生就给我们一个很好的警告。
Because we know that in the beginning of Solomon's reign, he built a lot.
所以我们看到所罗门在他统治的初期，他建造了很多的工程。
He accomplished a lot.
他成就了很多事情。
Even building the house of God in Jerusalem.
甚至在耶路撒冷建成了神的居所。
But as he gets older, his wisdom fails him.
但是当他渐渐老去的时候他的智慧却成为他跌倒的地方。
And he gives into the idolatry of his wives and concubines.
他却随从他的嫔妃陷入了他们的这个偶像崇拜。
And so nothing that he built really lasts.
所以他所建造的东西啊，并没有存到永久。
What lasts is because of David, his father.
而能够存到永远的，却是他的父亲大卫。
And so his life gives us the warning.
他的一生啊，所以给我们这样一个警告。
It's not about trusting God once in the beginning.
不是说在开始的时候啊，你信靠神。
But trusting in God is something we must always do.
而信靠神是我们时刻都要所做的事情。
As Christ himself tells us in John 15, we must abide in him.
就像耶稣在约翰福音十五章里面所说的，你们要住在我里面。
Just as the vine gets its nourishment from the roots.
就像枝子从葡萄里面得到营养一样。
We must be connected with God.
我们必须和神连结在一起。
We must constantly depend on Him.
我们必须时常的依靠他。
And then lastly, our last point of application comes from the fact that what we're reading today is not a proverb.
最后一点我们能够应用的就是我们今天所读的这篇的题材啊，它是一个诗篇。
And as we're reading it, we can get very, it feels like a proverb.
但是我们读起来时候虽然是诗篇，但是我们觉得我们是像在读一个箴言。
If this were just taken out of context and you didn't know where it was from, I'm sure almost all of us would guess this comes from Proverbs.
如果我不读标题，只是单读经文的话，你可能有感觉我们是在读箴言。
But this is in Psalms.
然而这却是在诗篇里面的一篇。
That means that the primary focus of this is not instructional.
所以诗篇我们就会讲到它最主要的目的并不是教训。
But actually the primary purpose is worship.
所以最主要的目的是敬拜。
Just like as we go to the hymnal teaches us a lot about who God is.
所以就像我们平时所唱的诗歌本一样，诗歌教我们怎样去敬拜神。
But its primary purpose is to lead us into worship.
所以它最主要的功用是让我们能够进入一个敬拜的灵。
And so Psalm 127 has that same purpose.
所以诗篇127篇也有它一样的功用。
It calls us into worship by reminding us that all our successes and all our achievements in life are all God's blessing.
所以他让我们在敬拜的当中时常的提醒我们，我们所有的一切的成功，我们所有的工作的成就都是神的祝福。
He alone gives us the ability to rest and enjoy things.
只有他能够让我们能够得享，享受生命和安息。
He alone through Jesus gives rest for our souls.
只有他能够保守我们的灵魂在安息当中。
He alone gives us security.
只有他能够给我们提供保障。
Security for glory.
给我们在荣耀当中的一个保障。
Then Jesus prays the Father saying that you will not cause any of my sheep to be lost.
所以耶稣就说我的父不会 让一只羊得到迷失。
And he alone builds things that can last.
只有他能够建造那些存到永远的。
And as we are reminded that everything we have and everything we experience comes from God, we are led into worship.
当我们被提醒到所有一切的都是神的工作的时候，我们就被带入到这样的敬拜当中。
And I pray that our worship will continue beyond this morning.
所以我也愿我们的敬拜能够不仅是在今天的早晨，也能够持续下去。
As we do our work this week,
当我们在这一周开始工作的时候
，taking care of your family,
在关心你的家人的时候
，doing your job.
在完成你的工作的时候
，going to school
在上学的时候
to worship God because He gives you success in everything and rest and security.
你在这一切叫敬拜神，因为他只有他能给你成功、安息还有保障。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess that all too often we are very much like the Israelites in the book of Isaiah.
我们在天上的父，我们必须承认，我们很多时候就像在以赛亚书中提到的那些以色列民。
We see problems and pressures and worries on us, and we think of so many things that can solve our problems.
我们看到我们当遇到问题、担忧和阻拦的时候，我们会想到很多种的解决方法。
And sometimes in the middle of all that worry, we forget that you are the source of everything.
有在这样的担忧当中，我们就有时候会忘记啊，你是啊所有一切的源头。
And that if we go ahead with our lives with and not put our trust in you, everything we do is vain.
我们在生命当中若不信靠你，我们所做的一切都是枉然。
Lord, help us to be mindful of what we have read today in your word.
神帮助我们能够注意到我们能够所信靠的是什么。
And not rely on our own strength.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Not rely on our own savings or our own money.
不靠我们自己所储蓄的钱财。
But our trust, our faith would be continually in you.
我们的信心和依靠会继续在你的身上。
And we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.